The Rush Hour Catch-Up for the Northeast Mitsubishi Rush In and Rush Out Sale. 447 Northeast Road, Hillcrest. Northeastmitsubishi.com.au.
Great to have your company, Adelaide. Yep, we're driving you home for the next couple of hours. Sit back, relax, we'll take the wheel from here. Got a big show for you too. Chad Sayers ahead of tomorrow night's season opener at Adelaide Oval when the Australia A come to town, a.k.a. New South Wales Jars. We've got pink ball action. I'm going to bring you in right now as I also tell everybody that Joey Wright from the Sixers is going to join us just before five. Joey's probably on a kite right now heading to Cairns. We caught up with him a little bit earlier, but the Sixers are in good form and they're looking to consolidate third spot on the NBL ladder. This man's never known what third's like. He's always first. The one and only Andrew Juice Newton-Jarman. G'day, Juice.
G'day, Louie. G'day, Adelaide. Hello, Mount Gambier. Good to be here. Good to be here. Hey, guess what, Lou?
What?
I want to talk cricket.
Yes.
I want to talk trots.
Yes.
I want to talk basketball.
Yep.
I want to talk footy, Lou.
Well.
But I want to talk about the FFA.
Oh.
They've done it again, Lou.
We suggested as much.
Done it again.
Are waiting for a venue for the FFA Cup final after we won comfortably out at Campbelltown.
Yeah.
Taking on Sydney. Guess where?
Oh.
Sydney.
Sydney.
Oh, surprise. I mean, gee, what a big call. What a big call by the FFA. I mean, funny that. That's one of those competitions that you take it to the fans. It reeks a lot of the JLT series with the AFL.
Just hold your powder on that there, Lulu.
I'm going to keep that dry. But, I mean, we knew it was coming, but it's ridiculous. Go and pick a neutral venue where everybody can get along and we can just jam them in and make it old
Sydney.
School.
Sydney. And then the Redbacks are taking on the Australian second side.
Yep, Steve Smith and all his mates.
Tomorrow at 2 mates. O'clock.
Yeah, pink ball. Tell you what. Do yourself a favour this week and get down and check that out. Some real A-grade cricketers going around. Plus, your boy, Alex Carey.
Yeah.
Plus, young Weatherald, who's in ripping nick there. And, of course, the GOAT's going to be playing, the former groundskeeper, Gary.
Yeah. What are you doing with that coffee, Canetto coffee cup in
I was about
your hand?
To have
while you're on there while you're talking?
You talk.
Yeah, but you can't do...
He can do anything.
He's just had a swig of Freddie's coffee.
We can do all of that, I can tell you right now. And just listen up. Hey, if you're a sporting club and you need $1,000...
Oh,
if you're a sporting club and you need $1,000, we've got something that we're going to do very, very shortly that's going to give you a chance to win it. All you'll have to do is give us a call. Listen for the cue to call. It's coming up very, very soon. But $1,000, if you need something help with new balls.
Equipment.
New equipment. Maybe
uniforms.
Fees, uniforms, whatever it is. $1,000 if you need it. Be listening in about 20 minutes
so
time.
So anyone, any sporting club in this beautiful state of ours.
I mean, you can have a darts club.
A couple of dart boards wouldn't go astray.
You can, croquet.
Yeah. You might need some for the change rooms.
You might just, your club, it might be just half a dozen best mates, but you're affiliated. And that club is the club of life. You know, that's all it is. You know what I mean? Don't worry, we're checking it. We're checking it. We're checking whether you're registered. Don't worry about the flack.
Well done.
The flack, our producer.
Oh, the flack.
Executive.
Yeah.
Get his title on it. He'll be all over this, but if you're a sporting club, a chance to win $1,000.
Let's go.
It's a no-brainer. Be listening up next.
Yes, Lou.
Oh, I'm excited.
What have you got? AFL's
launched this JLT series. Yeah. And it's down 3-2.
I'll give you the kookaburra and you come off the long run,
I'll tell
mate.
You what now. Just I'm going to give you a heads up.
He's gone for another coffee.
AFLX.
AFLX.
I'm going to smack this thing for six.
The following is an official announcement from the Australian Government.
Over the past few years, thought crime has reached record levels. Subversion is rife. Our enemies are everywhere.
Trust no one.
Luckily, there is an answer.
Peter Dutton.
No, not Peter Dutton.
Thank God.
Introducing a new series on Podcast One that interrogates the real threats to Australia, like John Safran, Rob Sitch, and children's author Andy Griffiths.
Oh, God, I love those Treehouse books.
Who will survive? Who will fail? Introducing Extreme Vetting with The Chaser.
The Chaser.
The only show with the power of life and death over its guests.
Listen at podcast1.com.au or via the Podcast One app.
Absolutely. The AFL have launched provided their draw for the JLT Community Series, as expected, reduced from 3 down to 2, Juice.
Yeah.
Kicks off on Saturday, Feb 24. The Crows are in action, so too Port Adelaide, on that Sunday, 25th of February.
Righto, Lou.
Adelaide will take on Fremantle at Strath
Oval.
Great. Little drive
fantastic.
Up the hill, which is great.
1:30 kickoff.
Port fans, your boys are in action over in Perth, so it's a long drive if you're planning on it at Leederville.
A good oval too, Leederville.
Beautiful oval.
Yeah.
And had a really good pub back in the day that used to have flamethrowers.
It did too.
Beautiful.
Yeah, we did too.
Took plug there one day.
Oh, no.
Barely could get out alive.
Oh, plug.
We had them flowing off. So that is that. And then this is my point of contention,
right, okay.
And they've done it again.
Here he goes.
Nothing in week two. Week three, Saturday 10th of March.
Yeah.
There's a summer showdown. So it's a Port Adelaide home game at Alberton, Saturday 10th of March. But
now,
why?
What does it say at the top, right-hand side? JLT what?
Community series.
Right.
Now, in theory, that is taking it to the community, but not really.
But that's not taking it.
Get it out to the country.
And
the whole thing, it's all Mickey Mouse, Jazz, because I had a look at the... So in week three, it's a full round. So basically, the first round is split over the opening 2 weeks.
Okay.
All right?
Yep,
and then the third round, you get your 9 games.
Yep.
And all they've done is to compensate for travel, is just schedule everybody playing their local neighbour.
Yep. So
Swans play Giants in Blacktown.
There you go.
Freo got a little trip into Joondalup Eagles.
Queensland.
Yep, Queensland guys are playing each
other.
You know, and Port Adelaide and Adelaide. It's like, come on.
But why Alberton? Take it to Port Lincoln. Take it to Kangaroo Island. Take it out to the people.
Go back up to
the Gazer Oval.
Yeah,
take it to the bloody Walkerville Oval with wheat.
It's not about making money.
It's about Alberton.
No, it's about giving access. And Port aren't in it for that.
Nah.
Give access to venues and places that don't normally get it. Alberton gets it all the time because that's where they train.
Well,
that's their home. I'm not having a crack at Port
here.
I'm having a crack at the AFL.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's ridiculous. All right.
They tell us we're going to go to the community. Well,
and you go and 3-2. Yeah.
No.
And the flip to this is, what you'll get as well in amongst all this, the AFLW fixture comes out tomorrow for the girls.
Yeah.
Okay. And they have standalone games to be played in prime time Friday night slots in week 1 and 2 of that JLT. So... the coverage for the girls will be great because that'll be better footy than what's going on with the boys,
this?
I can tell you right now during that men's preseason.
Right,
but
mate.
The other one, and the one we're all waiting for and we're sold on, AFLX.
Yeah.
Where is it?
Yeah. Well, I'm led to believe it's...
Well, weren't we told it was going to be back ending the JLT because that would be
the perfect spot
for it all?
Lock it in. It's coming.
Latest comments coming at AFL House. And everybody's asked
Steve
a question
Hocking?
Today on Twitter. No, not Steve.
All right.
It's another gentleman in charge there.
Gillian McLaughlin, is it?
No, he's nowhere near that. He's busy trying to find new executives and get the job done at the moment.
Right.
But what's happened... They've got it ready. So Travis Old is the man who used to be in charge of Gold Coast.
Yep.
He's the AFL broadcasting manager. He refused to say whether AFLX... when it's going to happen, whether it's played this year or next year. There's nothing. But are they doing the same thing again? I mean, they've had all summer. They've done all their trials.
Yeah.
They actually go on to say it's all ready to go.
Yeah.
It's a new product. They're just trying to work out where it goes. Well, I reckon it's the same case with the gender case. You had all the time in the world to get that stuff organised, yet you waited till the final day, the eve of the draft, before you, whether you ruled she was ineligible or not.
Yeah, yeah.
Is anyone doing any work?
I don't think
HQ?
So. No.
I mean, are they still
too busy?
Hard basket. Still too busy going through everybody's personal life, still doing an actual job.
Yeah. Running our great game of football.
Or were they so busy? Were they on hold that long with the AFL integrity unit about the nude photo scandal that they
probably
just took their eye off the prize and couldn't work out X?
And too hard. I wanted to see the AFLX.
Me?
I'm a big fan
if
of it.
If you're going to do it, do it.
Absolutely. So they give us 3 weeks of rubbish.
So. You go 3-2, and we go, that's great. And half the clubs wanted it and half didn't. But the other one is, if AFLX is ready, there is no right
Bring
or
it out.
There's no right or wrong time, Jar.
Nah. Just get it out. Let's have a
look
at it.
You've either got the support of the clubs, otherwise you're not doing it.
Yeah.
That, to me, says...
Maybe they haven't.
The clubs have gone...
Said, nah, get rid of it.
Yeah, fly the Jolly Roger.
Yeah, we want to play trial
We're not
going to
play... Because we are not going to risk our talent that we pay millions of dollars for a Mickey Mouse round robin weekend
2020 type
old lightning carnival crap.
All right, Lee.
But if you're going to schedule it, go and look back at the Big Bash. Starts out a bit raw.
Yeah.
Just put it on
Test
and
it.
Let all of us be the judge of it. And
Test
better
it.
Still, go and hold it. Hold it in a regional city. Somewhere.
There you go. There's plenty out there to embrace it.
Perhaps we could hold a carnival here at Adelaide Oval.
Why don't we do our own?
Why
don't we take it to the family somewhere else, Luke?
But I just don't get it. Why would you do all that work?
Well, Luke,
say it's
not ready.
It's not say
ready.
It's ready.
Yeah, but it's not ready.
You know what it does? It reeks a lot of this show that comes up with great ideas. We do great original pieces
Absolutely.
On it, and then there's no follow through.
No.
I mean, Gil, if you're looking for two executives that can get the ideas up but not get the job done, we're ready for the call-up.
We're ready, Luke.
We're ready
because we get it done.
We're ready for the call.
We don't stuff around.
To the show.
Yeah.
We can be half-assed. We're as good at half-assed as anyone.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. If that's what you need, do I get a hear here?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what do you call him?
He's Sean Craig Murphy.
No, the boss.
Jimmy Pedersen.
No.
Matty O'Reilly.
Our new boss.
Who's our new boss?
What am I been talking about this whole break?
Oh, Gillian.
Yeah.
Gillian. Right.
So, Gillian, if you're listening.
Come on, Jill.
If you need two half-assed executives... Mm. That have got clean backyards when it comes to extramarital stuff, and we're as clean as they
can get. Absolutely,
we're ready to go. Look, it'll be a hole in the heart to leave the show, Jar.
Absolutely,
I'm sure we can do a podcast.
We're here for the masses.
Yeah, I mean, surely we can do as good a job as that.
Yeah.
If you need it, we're there for you.
The Rush Hour catch-up for the Northeast Mitsubishi Rush In and Rush Out sale. 447 Northeast Road, Hillcrest. NortheastMitsubishi.com.au.
Harness racing back in the city tomorrow night at Wayville, or as we like to call it, the Red Hots. Can't wait for the trots. Now, we've got a little interesting proposition to throw out right now, haven't we, Jars?
Yep.
To any sporting clubs out there, we've got $1,000 just lying around. I know it sounds unbelievable given the fact that we've been giving the quiz away a lot. We'd have extra cash, but we do. So if you're a sporting club and you think you need an extra $1,000, whether it be for uniforms, for equipment, or you might be having a trip somewhere where you've got to get some good young talented
facility
kids
that might need a bit of an upgrade.
Little upgrade, yep. Yeah. Might need to put in a new toilet or two, whatever it is. Get involved right now. 133-53 is our number. Because Jarzy and I, right, have gotten into the trot spirit.
Yeah.
All right. And we're going to have a match race. Mm. You and I, big man.
All good.
Mano and equine v equine, whatever that is, I think. Uh-huh. Whatever it is.
So we get the sulks or the silks?
Put the silks on in the sulkies.
That's it.
Yeah. Sometimes you get the sulks, but that's okay.
Oh. I like getting in the silk.
Yeah, so what we're going to do, we'll go down and we'll do a little, I mean, if you've seen Twitter today, had a little practice floating around down there. Yeah. And then with the guys, obviously helping get it ready. And it is looking magnificent down there for tomorrow night. So if you've got nothing planned, roll out of work. First race around 6:10, I think. Roll on down there, have a couple of froths and enjoy the trots being back
in
the
city. They've done a good job.
But Jazz and I are going to do a match race, all right? And so what we'll do, we'll try and size it down to just two clubs.
Yep.
One will have you.
Yep.
One club will have me. Oh, and winner takes all.
Okay.
All right. And we'll reveal that tomorrow. So 133-53 is our number. If you think you need $1,000, as I said, better you have it than us.
Mm.
Do something good with it.
Nice.
Help the kids out or your sporting venue. Do whatever you want to do with it. The only catch is you got to be on the winner.
Yeah.
You got to be on the winner.
Oh,
and I tell you
Look out.
Bit of double sulky action, which
I'm
is
ready.
Often you get on this show, isn't
I'm
it?
Ready.
You ready?
I'm a horse whisperer.
Yeah,
I'll talk to my horse.
I get a feeling, and this is just me, that it won't be the silks that you'll be donning. I think it might be the Roman armour, Ben Hur style.
Yep.
A toga.
Maximus Aurelius.
That's you, isn't it?
I don't care. I don't know what we're going to go up with. I would imagine it's Colosseum-like.
I said to the officials, just... put me as Charlton Heston.
Oh, jeez. Oh, dear. I thought you were going to go John Wayne. We would have been in all sorts.
He didn't go trot.
He would have had to get on the back of it. All right, so.
All right, here we go, Lou.
There's $1,000 up for grabs. Call that number, 133-53. If you think you need $1,000, plead your case, and we'll see if we can't get the job done for you.
With the Rush Hour, Jars and Louis, 104.7, Triple M.
Yeah, just trying to line up two sports clubs to take part in our Trots Challenge. Obviously, the Trots back in the city tomorrow night at Wayville. And we're going to have a little match race. And we're going to get a sporting club on board with each of us. And winner takes all. Just $1,000 we found lying around. We'll give to you to spend any way you like.
Good stuff, Lou.
I need to digress for just a minute,
Murph.
Zeus, I need to bring something up.
Mm.
And it's not pleasant. Mm. And it's not an intervention. And Murph knows nothing about it. Mm. All right.
What's happened?
Off the back of our chat with Taylor Regan yesterday.
Yeah.
Red's hard man.
Yeah.
Did a little bit of Mike Munro investigative journalism.
Did you now?
Yeah.
Mike Munro.
Yeah. Remember Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ended up doing This Is Your
not
Life.
Not Yana Went.
Yana
you
Vent.
Did Mike. Yeah. Not Yana Vent.
Yeah.
She was my favourite.
Yeah, all right. Okay.
Not, yeah, what do you got? What's happened?
There's a disturbing trend that has arisen. Now, God forbid the days of the Jinx return. Because they were scary.
Oh, don't look. The Jinx.
Adelaide United made a super start to the season through to the FFA Cup final to play at Allianz Stadium against Sydney and also doing good things in the A-League. But it's come to my attention through my underlings.
Yeah, the underlings, yeah.
that anyone that you either like, love, or becomes your favourite player is either injured or leaves the club.
No way.
And this is serious. And look, I didn't think there was much in it. And I said, go away, do
Mike.
I said, do some work, minions. And they did. And this is what they come back with. Well, no greater example than Marcelo Carrusco, who is back in town this weekend for City.
And I'm going to have a heavy heart.
Let's go with a couple of the locals right
He's
now.
He's gone. Yep.
Regs is injured.
Yeah, done.
Syndamosis.
I embraced him.
All right. Gullum.
I embraced him the first time we met him.
Told you loved him. Well, he's out. He's got a punctured lung.
Right.
All right. Yeah. Tarek's injured.
Boy. Yeah, but Tarek's your boy.
The bling man, you were first in. Tell you what, if you want to go back there. And then you've only got to look at just the cavalcade of stars that have left. McGree.
Yeah.
Brucey Kamau.
Eugene.
Goodwin. Skipper Huge.
So you're saying...
Wait for it. Jossop Gumbel. Just bailed.
Just
out of nowhere. Used to love the way he slid on his knees and got those buttons.
And his guts hanging out with his shirt.
And it had his buttons down,
out.
Yeah, down to his belly button.
Yeah.
And then I want to throw in, Jago, James.
Bernie Vince.
Jim. Burn Vince. And then the big one.
Who's it?
The one that came over for Christmas lunch.
Oh, yeah. Oh, don't. I'll get emotional.
Dylan McGowan. Couldn't get out quick enough.
I texted him the other day.
Yeah. There it is. I mean, how is that? That's just a list we've been able to get in 24 hours. That your affiliates with the Reds.
Jeez, I'm bloody shattered now. I didn't realise that.
You're poison. Where's Alice Cooper when you need him?
He performed that night, didn't he? He did well. Midnight Oil playing tonight. I haven't spoken to Pete.
But it's just in relation to Adelaide United. That all of that right there is just United based.
And that's me.
It's you.
My energy.
Yeah. You're not the...
My eyeballing him and hugging him and touching him.
You're not good boy, good footy energies.
Yeah.
You should be... Bad jars, bad round ball energies. Are you with me? I think there's only one thing left to say, Murph. The jinx is back. Chatty Sayers after 5:30 thereabouts. Of course, Shield season kicks off tomorrow with pink ball action
Luke,
against New South Wales. Yeah, cannot wait
to
see
Oval.
That. Going to be a cracking contest. Four days of great
should
cricket.
Be a good crowd.
A little earlier, we solicited for any sporting club that think they might need $1,000. We've just found it lying around. The only catch is you've just got to get into the match race with the Trots. Jars and I are going to get on a couple of paces and be amongst it all and have a little quick race.
Yep.
Some clubs coming through. North Eastern Knights Cricket Club, Kapundinetti Club.
Henley Sharks Footy Club.
Yep,
the Sharkers.
So around about just after 5:30, we'll announce that. We're going to try and narrow it down to two. Keep the calls coming through, 1-333-53, if you want to get in the running. It's all just random, so we'll pick out two, and those two will be in the race, and then the winner takes all. Second one might get a free Triple M hat or something.
You've got me really nervous about what you spoke about regarding my bad influence on past players at Adelaide United.
Yeah, the jinx.
Former.
It's almost, don't worry about the number six curse.
No, you've just scared me, mate.
Corns, you spoke of the Modra number six curse.
I did yesterday.
And we spoke a bit about it. I think yours is far greater. I mean, if I was to look at local level, what would I find?
Oh, hang on. Don't turn the page.
I reckon a couple of blokes nodding their heads right now out there are Bone McDermott, Freddie,
Father
Frederick.
How are
you going? Yeah, you're right.
Robbie Negri.
Louis, the German jinx. He took us all down. Took the whole, in fact, you should be known as the SS Titanic.
Yeah, well, you're still with me after nearly 3 years.
Yeah,
Sean, you're still here. I haven't jinxed you two guys.
Yeah, just.
Just.
You know why? Because on the way into work, we get sprayed with this particular stuff called Teflon and nothing sticks.
Oh, let's talk basketball. Come on.
Jerry Wright's coming up next in the Rush Hour on Triple M.
36ers are in action tomorrow night, Jars. The boys are heading off to Cairns today to take on the Taipans 3v4. And Coach Joey Wright's kind enough to join us right now before they jet off. Joey, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Thanks for having me on, fellas.
Solid start to the season, Joe. Really good win against the Kings and the speed. Speed kills, mate. It's up and down the court at the moment. You must be very happy.
Yeah, definitely happy with the guys. The way they're playing, they're getting out there doing some great things. They're sharing the basketball, get up and down the court, and most importantly, playing some really good defense.
Hey, what about Daniel Johnson, mate? He's potent at the moment. He's playing some of the best career, best basketball at the moment, Joey.
Yeah, he's been fantastic. I mean, Daniel, his ability to shoot the ball from the perimeter and go down low. But, he's also one of our smartest games. And when you get his defensive game clicking, this whole team feeds off of it.
He likes a bit of Cairns too. He's got good form up there, Joey.
Yeah, I would say his career average would be probably higher in Cairns than any other place. So let's hope we didn't jinx him. But he comes out and play a good game tomorrow night.
Always nice when your program gets recognised, mate. Three boys in the Boomer squad, Mitchie Creek, Sobes and Matt Hodgson. That's always nice. Well done to those boys.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, those guys they've worked their butts off to get there. The hours that they put in the gym, I mean, they're definitely three of our hardest working players. The hours they put in the gym, they deserve a pat on the back and recognition from the national squad. So I'm definitely happy for them.
Joshy Childress, Joey, tell us about him. Obviously, we know he's been a bit of a veteran in the NBA. He's our on a one-year US import deal, so we're going to get excited about this young man running around.
Yeah, we should. I mean, he does some really good things. I mean, his ability to finish around the rim, with those fantastic dunks, and also get out and play defensive line. And he's probably an underrated passer. He's a really, really great passer, so he'll be handling the ball a lot and making decisions off the dribble for us. But more importantly, just a really good dude. Great guy to have around the team. He's a professional. He does what he needs to do. And he's a great businessman. So he'll be doing some stuff in LA here soon.
Very nice. Joe, good pickup too, given the fact we'd had that rough run with injuries with a couple of our imports before that. I did note that you like the killer instinct from the win against the Kings. It's easy to coast when you get out in front, but the boys put the foot on the till and went bang.
Yeah, we last year we were just we had some great close point real close games, but we just never seemed to put anybody away and just show any killer instinct. And this time we got up 10 and kept the brakes on. And even the last 3 minutes when Nelson Larkins is out there and Adam Doyle's out there and they're still locking in and playing D and getting after guys. It was just it's really great to see.
Jars has just slipped me a note. Joey says, when are we coming down? Or ask Joey whether we can come down for a shoot around again.
The last time we had to adjust the rims after you guys left, they were a bit bent and a little bit loose and bent.
Oh, dear.
The nets, didn't have to worry about the nets at all, but the rims itself were.
Hey, Joey, last week.
I take it that's a no, Joey.
That means you don't want us to come down. I've got my singlet ready.
That's not a no, but no. Just take that for what it is.
All right. We'll come down, but we won't shoot.
That works.
Hey, Joey, last week you gave one of your star players an absolute spray at training. Did you spray anyone this week before the Cairns game? Because it worked.
Look, none of that stuff is contrived. It's all, if needed. I don't ever go out and say I'm going to yell at someone for the sake of getting a response. But, at that particular time, it's passion. It's basketball, it's teaching.
Yeah,
and we're all just trying to grow.
Brilliant.
Well, given the damage we did to the rings last time, Joey, maybe I'd drop Jars off for a quick chat.
I think that'll be good.
Well, mate, all the best of luck tomorrow night. Big game, 3v4, taking on the Taipans, mate. Hopefully we get the W and we talk to you soon.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
There he is, coach of the 36ers, beautiful. Joey White. It's the Rush Hour. Sheffield Shield Player of the Year, Chad Sayers, to join us. Can't wait to talk to Chaddy just after 5:30. About the opening of the Sheffield Shield season, a big game against the Australia Blues.
They've got about nine of them playing tomorrow. Anyway, that's good for our boys.
No, it's going to be good. And kicks off at 2 o'clock. It's a pink ball game. Mm. Cannot wait. So there's something to do this weekend, along with the Trots, of course, on Friday night.
Nice.
And be listening a little later, too. We're going to give two sporting clubs a chance to win $1,000. All you got to do is be on the right horse.
Mm. Tip the winner.
Absolutely.
Is it Jars or is it Louis?
Oh, geez, well, going off, you've been a winner all your life.
No, not after what you whacked me early in the show about Adelaide United players that I've cursed and left the club and got injured. And
the jinx
that's,
is back,
that's
isn't it?
Put me on the back foot.
It certainly is. I went through that again. It was 10 and counting, it was. So, I mean, it's probably best you stay away.
Stay away from where?
The guys.
But I love my Uniteds. I'm a Reds man. I'm back. Even though Marcello's in town.
Yeah, and he's promised not to celebrate if he scores. Which is very nice, isn't
he's
it?
Love, mate.
Yeah.
The Reds fans love Marcello.
I would have said if I was you, Cello, I'd be aeroplaning everybody.
Mate, he'll get a standing ovation tomorrow.
Geez, the trade gets around, doesn't it?
So what's happened?
Oh, it's made the red carpet. I mean, the new movie with Thor, Hemsworth.
Chrissy Hemsworth,
He got door-stopped about the trade.
Trade week. I've been on Thor week and Thor month or two, so I couldn't tell you anything if you asked me, mate.
Well, mate, if the Avengers were a footy team, where's Thor lining up? Where's he play his best footy?
Centre, down the guts.
Really, in the guts?
Yeah.
And what about the Hulk? Is he easy in defence? Centre half back?
Forward, mate. Just chuck it down to him. Kick it down to him and he'll take care of it.
He's a doggies, man.
Yeah, but what a stupid question.
Yeah.
Dumb's that. That was cringeworthy listening to that.
Yeah. Put it this way, Entertainment Tonight won't be calling you. Hey, Seacrest.
Who's he? I'm a bit more like Ann Wills, I reckon.
Who?
Ann Wills.
Oh, geez.
She's a beauty.
Oh, she's been a beauty.
Now, you got some mail up next.
Yeah, well, I've got to do this, though.
Oh,
the Rush Hour's quiz with No Name. Thanks to Automasters.
Your drive home isn't always smooth, but make sure your car runs smoothly. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS.
Active listening. It's one of the things we preach on this show, and I tell you what, listen hard, listen intently. The quiz, 10 questions, 60 seconds. Who's playing today, Juice? Well, where's their name? I've just had a look in the box. Where it comes up. Where our phone number, there's no name.
Nah, Michael from Burton's playing.
Mick from Burton.
G'day, Mick.
Hey, mate, how are you?
Sorry, mate.
Well, prove it. How do we know it's you, Mick?
I don't know, mate. Just take a wild guess.
All right, Mick from Burton. Yeah, well, that's unusual slip up by our guys outside the studio who normally are right on the money.
They won't be around by the end of the year.
Tell you what,
righto.
If only the jinx could work out there.
Yeah, the jackal.
Mick, 10 questions, 60 seconds, plus the Automasters lifeline. I try to get some more out, but he's only giving you one, okay?
Oh, come on, Charles.
No, I'm sorry, Mick. Big day tomorrow with the dice, my friend.
I'm not real smart, mate.
Neither am I, my friend, but just give it a go.
All right, in fact, it's probably worth me sitting back on this one.
All right, we ready?
Good luck, Mick.
Good day, Mick. Now, number one, where are the next Summer Olympic Games being held, Michael?
Summer Olympics.
Yeah, where are they being held? Pass. Okay.
What event did Kyle Chalmers win an Olympic gold medal in last year?
100-metre sprint.
How many harness races are programmed at Wavell tomorrow night, Mick?
I pass.
Who won between Adelaide Lightning and the Canberra Capitals last night?
Lightning.
What sport does Clayton Kershaw play? Clayton Kershaw.
Pass.
How many photos of Kyle Chalmers are there in today's advertiser?
Automasters.
Yeah.
How old is NRL coaching great Wayne Bennett? How old is he?
Pass.
Which South Australian country town is hosting a Crows JLT game next
pre-season?
Yep.
How many questions have we asked about Kyle Chalmers in this quiz, Michael?
Lazy.
Three, or five?
Three.
How many test matches in Australia has Pat Cummins played?
Pass.
Good boy. A lot of passes, Lou.
Good boy.
I told you I wasn't smart, boy.
Tell you what. Nah, that's all right. It's not your fault.
Nah, it's all good.
There's a clip coming, though.
One, two, three, four, five. Correct.
That's not bad. That's not bad. Well played, mate. That's a pass. You get your certificate on our show, Michael from Burton. Fair few passes bobbed in there. Let's get along. Summer Olympics, next being held in Tokyo.
Mm-hmm.
And we then have the harness races. How many? Eight.
Eight races.
That's a full card. Yep.
Yeah. Five.
Yep. Clayton Kershaw, well, he's a LA Dodgers pitcher.
Isn't he?
Baseball.
Yeah.
Going flying too. You went with Automasters for the number of pitches for Kyle Chalmers in today's advertiser. That will be brought up in our post-show meeting. Three. Front, back, and fourth to back page.
Wow. Uncle Wayne.
Very nice. He's 67. Mm. Wayne Bennett. And the last one, Paddy Cummins has played no test matches here in Australia.
Five overseas.
So $50 coming your way, Mick. Well done.
Too easy, boys. Thank you.
All right, mate. Thanks
Take
for playing
care,
along.
Mate. Well
good
done,
sport.
Buddy.
Very good sport.
Right. You. You'll be ashamed of yourself.
Yeah, look at this,
man.
And I tell you what, you have...
It's not funny.
For a man with your experience...
and greatness.
Yeah, I mean, you're taking what is a beloved segment of the
absolutely.
Show.
Absolutely.
And...
Taking a piss?
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Don't swear, please. We've got kids in the car.
I think the term is, and I'm sure it comes up at radio school, a benchmark of the show.
Spot on.
And for you... To be treating it like your toy.
It is my toy.
I look at this and I go, how can we look that man in the eye over there, Jar, and take him seriously?
I'm embarrassed.
And allow free plugs of his radio school.
AustralianRadioschool.com.
Here it is, see? And yet you serve that sort of crap up.
Oh, no.
You know, if you want to make me laugh, make him bomb out in the first three.
Do that
so
tomorrow.
I can hang up.
We haven't done that for a while, have we?
No. Hey, yeah. Got a bit of Crows mail and got some news re the rookie list next year and a couple of D listings as well. A little bit of a footy update.
You had your brakes checked recently? When was the last time they were checked? Call 1300 Automasters. It's the Rush Hour. Jars and Louis, 104.7 Triple M.
Get up, Rock.
If you're in the market for Lancers, check out the Black Edition Lancer. It's automatic and it's from 22,990 drive away at Northeast Mitsubishi. They're Rush In, Rush Out sale. They give you the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis on 104.7 Triple M.
The King of Swing, not far away, 5:30, Chetty says. Also, had you still been playing, I would have thrown that moniker your way.
Thanks, Lee.
Because you could move it.
He should be playing for his country too, Chatty says. Don't start me on that.
He should have one beside his name. That is just that will haunt us all. I think that one. Got some good news, Crows fans in particular, and I think this is fantastic. Target has said that Ben Jarman will be around again next season at the Adelaide Crows, which is great news.
Excellent.
Finished fifth in the BNF in the state league.
Good boy.
And also, I reckon Take This has said that another father son, Jackson Edwards. Might find himself on the rookie list at Adelaide Crowland.
Nice.
Which is great.
Well done.
To see that sort of happening. Good. And I can also tell you about the rookie list that there will be no need to upgrade anymore.
No.
Because they are in that transition process now. We're going to get a list of 42.
It's 42.
As opposed to having the rookies and going through that long lost old idea of having to upgrade and someone go on the long term injury list.
So the rookies can play next year if there's a spot available. Form warrants it.
If Benny Jarman or someone
Jacko Edwards
were cutting it up and going berserk and a position come up, you just put them
beautiful
in,
instead
which is
of being
great.
Upgraded. Nice.
Streamlining it's much
sense.
Better.
Beautiful.
JRT fixture is out, kicking off the 24th of Feb, but both Port Adelaide and Adelaide kick off their campaigns on Sunday, the 25th of Feb. Freo at Strath for the Crows, which is great, and Port are off to Perth to take on the Eagles at Leaderville. All right, and then they get each other in a summer showdown on the 10th of March,
which is week three.
Yeah, at Alberton. All right, there is only two games this year in the JLT Community Series. AFLX, I hear you ask, family.
Where is it?
Where's it? It's not nowhere. I can't find anything. They say it's ready to go, but they've not said anything about a fixture, a date, where it might sit. I don't know. It's just one of the great myths
put
of
it
the
away
AFL.
For 12 they, months.
I think they're a bit light on the not ground ready. When it comes to somebody getting jobs done inside.
Maybe the coaches
AFL
don't
house.
Want it, Lou.
Maybe. Couple of big D listings too.
Who are they, Lou?
Billy Hartung.
Oh,
he played
he's
60,
not bad.
Hawthorn, 63 games in 4 years, 18 games this year, career high disposals, and got the flick. And he's an absolute running machine.
He's a running machine, but he's just got to tidy up his ball use.
But
other than that, he'd be a good pickup somewhere.
I would have thought so. And apparently Porter in the money again for Trent McKenzie. Apparently the big cannon, big left footer from the Gold Coast. There's a bit of talk that if he gets flicked out of the Suns, then Kenny, who had a relationship with him when he was up there as an assistant, might bring him down this way. That's talk.
He's a beautiful kick.
I mean, how many more can they
get? He's a massive kick.
It's like they bought the whole shop.
Kenny's going at the moment. That's interesting. Who else got clipped?
I don't know about getting clipped. Oh, Sherrod Wellingham, Buddy Franklin's best mate, got clipped from West Coast Eagles.
Jeez.
The jig is up on that one. Dan Menzel got a 1-year deal because he couldn't get any free agency traction anywhere.
Yep.
And I find this intriguing, and we couldn't get hold of Damien Barrett today, but according to Damo, Stephen Wells, who is the Geelong list manager, wait for it, didn't want Ablett. Did not want Ablett.
Well.
Because honestly, if you are doing your genuine forward planning like we found out through Chris Pelkin about list managers working 2 to 3 years ahead, why are you bringing in a 34-year-old? It's a feel-good story.
The coach wanted him.
They've already come out and said he's worth, Cookie said he's worth two more goals a game and at least 5,000 memberships.
And he's got 3 years left in him.
According.
Up forward. Stephen Wells is no longer there, is he?
Wells, he'll be okay. But that's according to Damo, so don't take that as gospel. Mm. And Wells, he certainly hasn't come out on the record saying that. But I just find that intriguing because everywhere it's been the feel-good story, so-called, of the trade period. But maybe not everybody wanted Gaz to come home.
Gaz.
And Murph, I was going to say, Jars and I can relate to that, that getting someone in your team that you didn't really want.
Oh, you're right. Flax right out there. He can hear what you're saying about
him. I mean... Work out
we're
who
looking at you, Jim.
You can work out who we're talking about. I think the family already know.
Okay, I'm going to push this button.
Charles and Louis.
The Rush Hour Catch-Up for the Northeast Mitsubishi Rush In and Rush Out Sale. 447 Northeast Road, Hillcrest. northeastmitsubishi.com.au.
What's
just
happened,
Lou? Moving away from sport just for a moment. Lonely Planet.
This disturbs me.
Have just done their destinations of the hottest destinations in the world to visit in 2018. And coming in at number three was our nation's capital, Canberra.
It's a mistake.
Well, that's what
there's a mistake somewhere.
The great Paul Keating once called Canberra a great mistake.
Yeah.
You're on the money here. I mean, honestly, they say things like X factor.
What X factor?
I mean, roundabouts, yes. X factor, not so much. I mean, Canberra, of all places, this is the place where the politicians barely go themselves, even though they're on plenty, and get living away allowances.
The only thing that I can respect about Canberra is it has a magnificent war memorial that we can go and visit our past diggers, men and women. But other than that, and there's a red light district too in there.
Well, see, the great
is that, is that still there?
The running gag of how it all used to work with Canberra, it was fireworks and adult entertainment materials.
Fireworks.
Well, I can tell you right now that the fireworks are long gone.
They're gone,
all right. All right, okay. And the adult entertainment, well, at the click of a button, you can get that. I don't need to be flying to Canberra.
Pollies, no.
Absolutely.
Nah, this is a mistake. There's no way.
I mean, this is the list. I mean, they were beaten out by number one, Seville, Spain.
Well, I've never been.
I can allow that. It sounds exotic.
Have you ever been there?
No, the big one, my mum says Spain's beautiful.
Okay.
So I
think that's it.
And then coming in at two, and this is where the reality really hits home, and I think they might be taking us for a little ride here. Yeah. Detroit. Now, wasn't that the centre of America's housing crash? Where you could buy houses
for $1.
For $5.
That's where they made all the cars, isn't it?
Yeah, it used to be the Motor City.
Yeah. I thought it was one of the highest crime cities in the world.
And it was off the back of the global financial crisis.
So they're number two. Who's four and five?
Hamburg in Germany. And then, of course, a city, Kaohsiung in Taiwan. Followed by six, Antwerp.
Where's Adelaide? Where's South Australia?
No,
where's our backyard? Our hood?
We were going all right, but we're not there anymore.
Bloody Canberra. No.
We've been bumped by Canberra. And I just
so what's wrong with us then, Lou? We're not in the top 10.
Well, I blame it all on our tourism minister. I mean, this is all about lobbying, is it not?
You think so?
I would have thought. Throwing a few things. Maybe you know what it's like. Oh, actually, I know what's happened.
Don't you look at me like this. This is meant to be a serious chat.
No, it is. I know what's happened. For these things, you've actually got to put the information in. And you've got to nominate.
There you go.
Very much like our management when it comes to ACRA.
ACRA, our big awards. They don't give a stuff about us.
How can you win it when you don't put your name down and put anything
in? Good
call. Put a nomination in.
So this is our government.
Leon and Co.
Big awards.
What they're doing, they're actually too busy enjoying all the great things we've got in this state.
Yeah, buddy premiers waltzing around Melbourne watching a grand final.
Getting a limo for Sevenage. But no, Leon's too busy. We're at Adelaide Oval.
Leon.
We're at our wineries. We're at our great beaches. We're doing all the great stuff and everything. He didn't have time
to nominate us.
Put it in. Our management.
Spot on. Where's Stevie Marshall, the opposition leader? Where's he? He's lying around the beach with his plums hanging out, trying to get a suntan, looking ready for the election next year. I spotted him about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Remember that dry spell?
Yeah, there
he was.
Yeah.
Lying there. Didn't think I knew it was him.
Sure he wasn't on careers.com.
It's not right, Lou. Canberra. We should be there.
Oh, look, I love Canberra. I love it dearly. I've been there for the footy. You remember I went there. Remember I bagged the guts out of it. Where's that, Murph? Get that next break.
All right, I've got it ready for you.
I'm going to do a review.
You should have played it.
Hey, I forgot.
Thanks to Northeast Mitsubishi.
Canberra. Jeez.
It's the Rush Hour.
Canberra?
The 104.7.
Charles and Louis. Canberra.
Triple M.
Shield season kicks off tomorrow night under lights, Adelaide Oval. The Australia A team are coming to town. New South Wales are taking on the Redbacks. The pink ball too, Jars.
Yes, Luke.
Which should suit our boy.
Oh.
Of course, Shield player of the year. Yeah. He joins us right now, Chatty Sayers. Chattles, welcome to the Rush Hour for 2017-18.
How you going, boys? It's good to be back.
Oh, it is. We're good to be back. All right, how's that finger?
Yeah, not too bad. Not fully healed, but a little broken finger wasn't going to keep me out for too long.
No,
very nice. Good to hear. And it was good effort with the JLT series. Just fell at the final hurdle, but some really good signs with some of the boys in particular, seeing the ball pretty well.
Yeah, that's right. We had a great tournament. Unfortunately, fell in the final again. So that's disappointing. But as you said, a few of the boys have hit their straps early and hitting the ball well and threw the bowlers and taking wickets as well, which is great.
Great contest. Travis Head, you got Chad Sayers, you got Zampa, you got Alex Carey, Carey emerging, you got Ferg. Then you take on Steve Smith, who sooks, Cummings, Henriques, you got Daniel Hughes, you got Patterson, Stark. Warner. Mate, what a, this, mate, this is a test match.
Yeah, it's going to be a great contest first up under lights. As I say, the calibre of players on show starting tomorrow will be great. So hopefully we get a fair crowd there.
Chaddy, you said the finger hadn't quite healed completely. Cummings and Stark with a pink ball, maybe on dusk. Not the ideal time for you to wander out to the middle.
No, I won't be getting behind them too closely, Louis. So we'll be getting out of the way of those boys.
Quick one, and we know he's just had a little baby, so congratulations to Joe Minnie, but no phone call last week for Duck Club. Very disappointing.
Yeah, I heard he might have not answered his phone or something. Boy.
Yeah, disturbing news.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not sure having a baby's an excuse either.
Well, it's not. No, Chad, it's not.
We've all had them. Yeah, Chad, they don't stop the phone from working.
That's right. I'll get into him, boys.
Hey, mate, tell us about this young talent, Alex Carey. Look, I think he should at some stage wicket-keep for our great country, and his day will come. But talk to us about a batsman, because this boy can bat.
Yeah, that's right. As well as having probably one of the best couple of hands in Australia at the moment. His batting's come a long way since he came back from footy. He's matured a fair bit as well. So hopefully, what better way of showcasing your stuff against the Australian captain and vice-captain tomorrow.
All right, well, it's going to be a massive game. And as you said, get down there, Adelaide. Get down and support
2 o'clock
the boys.
Start, Luke.
Absolutely. The pink nut, shield nut. Opener under lights against the Australia A team. New South Wales coming to town. And, of course, Chatty and Co will be letting it rip as well, mate. Boy. We wish you all the best of luck, mate. We only want to talk on these occasions with you, either when you've taken FIFA or you're doing some sort of PR work. That other club that we run on a Monday, mate, that's off limits, all right?
All right, Chad.
Yeah, we'll put them ducks behind us and I won't be being there anymore, boys.
Good learning curve. Good learning curve.
All right, Chad.
All right, and tell Ferg, too, that Ferg failed again. He launched the season and only made four, so we're not a good thing there either.
Come on, Ferg.
But Coops, who is the original life member, hasn't he?
He's the patron.
Yeah, let's hope them boys ain't in there. Otherwise, it might be a sad season.
Put it this way, Chatty. This Duck Club's gone to a new level this year. And what is happening is that we are, we do the social media pages now, so there's no escaping.
No.
And secondly, rubber ducks will be turning up at said club for said individuals.
Okay.
All right?
We've seen a duck in the crowd before, I think.
Well, I think Dan where you were fielding, wasn't it?
Hey, where's he gone?
I tell you what,
we need back out there. I think
I'll fit into that suit.
I reckon, Chad, our budget doesn't extend to ducks that big, even though they're made in China.
Good luck tomorrow, mate.
No worries, boys. Thanks for
Thanks for taking the time out, mate, and pass on the best to the boys as well.
We'll do.
There he is, Chaddy Sayers of the Redbacks. Plenty of action tomorrow night. Shield opener. What time's it starting?
2 o'clock, Lulu.
2 o'clock. Get on down there and support the Redbacks. It's the rush hour.
It's the rush hour, thanks to the rush in, rush out sale at Northeast Mitsubishi. Charles and Louis on 104.7 Triple M.
Harness racing back in the city tomorrow night. Juice at Wavell. Spiritual home. It's going to be great. We'll, we thought we'd get on board with it. We've been giving away some tickets and encouraging everybody to get along. And the beauty of this is we found a spare $1,000 floating around. We thought, how can we best put that to use? Here's an idea. Let's try and get some of the sporting clubs involved and see if we can't give it to a sporting club that needs $1,000 for whatever reason that they might need. You know, like you said, might be new tops, might be some sporting equipment, bags. You might need to freshen up a lick of paint for your facilities.
Nice.
Whatever it might be, we've got just a heap, a truckload of clubs on standby right now waiting for us to call them, all right? And the way we're going to divvy this cash up is you and I are going to have a little horse race.
Oh, are we?
Harness racing at its finest. You
Ben
Hur
v. Maximus Amelis.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah,
that'll
do. Whatever you want. Right in the cauldron.
Good
just
luck.
Ripping it around. All right. So if we call you right now, you're in the running. So it's a two-horse race.
You're
at best 50-50, all right?
Okay.
Who you got in the line there, Jack?
Well, I've got Stevie from Elizabeth Park. G'day, Stevie.
How you going, mate? How are you?
Good, Stevie. Boy, now, Steve, what's your club?
So we're the Salisbury Rebels 10-pin bowling junior club, mate.
All righty. And $1,000 would mean what for you guys?
Oh, mate, they're going to the Nationals next year for South Australia, bowling against all the other states. So that means we can get the all the T-shirts and stuff for the boys and girls and get them into the Royal Rumble, mate, which is a thing where they get dressed up and bowl against the other states and have a ball, man.
Oh, that brilliant. That sounds very impressive. All right, mate. Well, guess what? You are down to the final two, so you're in the running. Just cool. It's just a matter now. Is there anyone in particular you might like to be on, Jars or Louis?
Jars, mate.
All right.
Bit emotional, Louis.
I mean, get emotional for me, mate. Get emotional.
Yeah, I mean,
good on you, Steve.
There is all a man right. that perennially bowls into the pocket and leaves a nasty split.
Mate. 5, 7, 10, mate. That's the big split.
All right. Sit tight, Stevie. You're in the running. You're with Jar. So that means Sarah from Kapunda Netball Club. Hi, Sarah.
Hello, Louis. How are you?
I'm good. You're on board with me.
Oh, excellent.
All right.
Let's hope you can get a winner on board, Louis.
Well, let's just hope my driver, because it's a double sulky, knows what he's doing, and my horse is not intimidated by the big juice.
Well, the big juice can be pretty intimidating.
Oh. Tell you what, I got a feeling he might give it a horse bite.
Hey, Sarah, Sarah, if you won the $1,000, Louis beats me in the race, what will you do with the money?
The club needs to buy all new bags for all of our teams, and we've got about 18 teams.
Yep.
And they cost about $50 each for the bags, so that will go a long way to helping that.
Brilliant. All right, Sarah, well, you're on board with me, the Kapunda Netball Club. I love Manetti.
Oh, you do
and
too.
The Salisbury Rebels Tempin Bowling Club. They're on board with you, Juice. Oh, may the best horse win, Sarah and Steve, and we'll get back to you tomorrow with the result.
Beautiful.
Let's go, Louis.
All right. Tell you what, and thanks to everybody else who phoned through too. We will endeavour to try and address it. I think we can help out in this area, I reckon. Oh,
and thanks to, of course, Wavell Harness Racing. Yep. Tomorrow it's on. It's going to be fantastic. Thousands going already. You can get tickets there on the night, but you can also buy tickets beforehand if you want. Tickettech.com.au for the harness racing tomorrow night.
Brilliant.
It's time for us to get out of here.
Good work, team.
Check it out, triplem.com.au if you missed any of the action. Juice, need to know.
Yes, Lee.
Murph, myself and the family, are we needing to wear the black armbands and call State Parliament and have flags flown at half mast tomorrow?
What for?
For your jeans that went ripped yesterday.
Oh, don't. Don't. I've got to take them to Granny and get them fixed up.
Do we need the black armbands? Are they done?
Oh,
R.I.P.
I love those jeans.
Are they wearing a bit thin? I mean, I know you laughed awfully hard.
The crutch just blew out.
I know you
out,
laughed
Luke.
Awfully hard at Treads, who was doing a bit of shushing with his suits at work.
Whacked old fake tan lips, but sorry, mate.
So are they still alive?
They're home. I haven't even told Maz. She doesn't know what happened. And they're my favourite jeans, so I'll get them fixed. I'll go take them to Granny Mays and get them done, mate.
And I can tell you right now, early
good on your family.
Early Christmas present.
Yeah, what's that?
I know where you can get yourself a little copy of Jarman Magic in an op shop.
Where did you find it?
Can you believe it? They got $2.50 on it.
No!
$2.
That's $250.
To quote the castle. Tell them they're dreaming.
All right. See you tomorrow.
Stand by for Triple M's catch-up coming up in a few moments. The best of Ruined Its and the best of Jars and Louis. Don't forget, if you're going to Midnight Oil tonight, even if you're not, straight after the concert, keep it on Triple M. We've got an after-concert special, which you're going to absolutely love here on 104.7 Triple M.